Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sorry, I missed your show this morning.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, all of our regular comic visitors are really good with the social media. You showed me something. We didn't discuss it last week.
Oh, you're good with the...
That got, a million views and a couple hundred thousand shares. And it, what was it?
Well, he messaged with the local politicians, which is great.
Oh.
No, it was a water park.
Oh, God, yeah. A couple years ago, last year, whatever I posted, I found some random picture. It looked like just like a filthy indoor water park.
Yeah. It was filthy. I saw that photo, too, you showed last week.
And I wrote, it's closed down now, so what the heck.
Yeah, you said that.
You referenced an old Omaha water park, right?
I said, looks like they closed opened Coco Keys back up.
Yeah. And that was a great line.
Yeah.
Because I thought Coco Keys reopened, too, but I knew they closed it. They knocked the whole building down.
Reference.
And the building's knocked down, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And apparently it's all over the place because a lot of people... had seen it all over. It was shared, and it's still now. It's back on right now, and it's shared over 50,000 times.
Man,
it's going crazy, and people.
It's disgusting looking.
Oh yeah,
and people in Coco K.
Where's that?
It's an island somewhere.
Okay,
Coco K. There's a resort.
Oh, okay. I've been there. It's an island owned by a cruise company. And you stop there on the cruise. That was one of the places we stopped. And we did a little three-day Caribbean.
They're saying, hey, it's not us?
Those people got on there and were furious. You're going to destroy that we depend on our tourism.
Like, really?
Dude, it is a joke.
And they do have a big old water park in Coco Cay. Yeah. It's in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not us, and you could be sued and all this stuff.
No, you can't be sued at all.
No, you said Coco Key.
That's what I said.
Well, that's how they pronounce that.
Keys.
Yeah.
It's Coco Key is the island.
Yeah, but you pronounce it, you spelled it with a K, right?
Yeah.
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 This is C-A-Y.
Right.
And I know they pronounce it Key.
And by the way, you're just making a joke about a place that did exist in Omaha for years.
And it was shut down numerous times because it was filthy.
Yeah.
By the health department.
Well, little kids pissing and pooping everywhere.
Well, I think
the
adults were getting in on that.
Oh, yeah, of course they were. Well, everybody else doing it. Why not you?
Diarrhea? I'm not getting out.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Heartburn, diarrhea. That's
what else have you put out there?
That dance is crazy in that, because she points to her ass when she says diarrhea.
I mean,
there's
stuff that you post that you think, this is really going to take off, and then it doesn't, and then you do stuff like that, and it's just wildfire.
So where it's like, what the hell is, I did this... At work one day, we're doing electrical work, and I put a pair of wire strippers against, there's a piece of all thread, like a little pole thing,
right?
And we did like some flashlights and lasers, and I set it to that, like that Genuine song that's always at the strip club.
Okay, got it, yeah.
And just messing around and throwing dollars at it, going, it had 10,000 views by that afternoon. 20,000 the next day, and it's over 3.5 million now.
Really?
Yeah. And like,
can you sell that to somebody, make some money off of it since you originated it?
Before I was on TikTok.
Right.
And I had messages from guys on TikTok. Hey, can I share this on here? I'm like, sure. What the heck? And so I'm sure they're making money on it.
They made money. Yeah. Not you.
And then when I got on TikTok a couple years later, got on there, it's got like 340 views.
Yeah, really?
Like, okay, that didn't
you got
work
screwed.
Out. Yeah.
Nobody went
seen
viral.
It already.
Yeah. Right.
They thought you ripped it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you take a lot of local politicians and local news sites and put stuff on and write what they didn't actually say.
Yeah.
And like our mayor.
Right.
And it's great because they deserve the abuse. All of them do. You know. And they're real looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And has the mayor's office contacted you?
She had to go on the news.
Oh, that's right. What was the one you said she said?
It was
Mayor Stothard, so Omaha mayor, by the way.
Yeah, it was 2017. Yeah. And the streets.
When she was living here, she didn't live here anymore.
She mayors from another town.
Yeah, pretty much.
The streets were horrible. Everybody, like, furious. Yeah. People are blowing out tires, front ends, So I made a press release from her that said, I can't relate to these whiners. I drive a city vehicle, so I don't have to pay for the pothole damage they do.
And the quote looked real.
Yeah. And then I put out there, you know what? Don't print this. I don't think this will help. And that was shared thousands of times, and people were, and so I can click on anytime somebody shares it, and people are writing, this is the B you voted for, that, get her out of here.
And then she had to go to the news somewhere?
She was on the news, and I'll pull up the clip, send it to you. She's on the news saying, this is satire, it's not real, but people are calling the mayor's hotline and saying, how dare you talk to us like this? And,
man.
Oh, yeah.
And do they know it's you?
I had like my watermark on it, Jason Regan Comedy. Yeah, right. And some people are pointing out in the comments, hey, it says it's a comedy thing. Well, she would say this. Nice. Send it. Whatever.
Send it. Yeah. It's called a parody. It's all legal.
Yeah.
That pool was gross. And I actually thought originally it was an old photo when that place was open. And it could have been.
Somebody somewhere you can source somehow a picture. You can put it on Google and there's something where you can source where it originated from. Mm-hmm. And somebody said it's some kind of spa in some other country.
Oh, that was that why the water's brown?
It's natural springs.
Oh, so that's why it's brown.
Yeah, so it's not poo water.
No. I'm sure there's some poo in there, though.
Yeah. Oh, there's got to be poo in there.
Less poo than less it looks poo. Like.
A lot of people like to go to that big old pool in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
Yeah, but who was it? Was it Ben Roy or somebody, some Colorado guy who told us that the hot springs are the bathtubs of the homeless?
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
I visited once. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's what you hear, is they're really, really nasty.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
That sounds like an A&E show, the bathtubs of the homeless.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
lifestyles.
That's it. Yeah,
bathtubs. Poor and homeless.
But there's also one that I think I've seen it on one of those travel shows. I think it's up near Steamboat.
Oh, that's Strawberry Hot Springs, the one that's clothing optional at night.
At night, it's you can be nude.
It is by Steamboat. Yeah, I drove past it a couple of times when I was out there for my son's baseball.
I think it's a little bit of a hike. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think a lot of homeless people hang out.
No, that's real. I wanted to go about it because I knew people were down there naked. Yeah,
you can't get a shopping cart up there.
No,
you can only be nude at night.
Yeah, it's like after dark.
Yeah,
you can be.
It is a steam
in
boat.
The hot spring.
So you just stand on the side. You're like, is it dark yet? Is it dark yet?
I don't know what like there might, maybe there's a time or maybe there's one guy who says, okay, now it's dark.
Everybody's naked.
Go.
I'm sure everybody's got there.
I seem to remember hearing it was 7 p.m.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe
I've never been.
It just said at night it was clothing optional. So maybe it is anytime after 7.
Yeah. But I didn't go. I was by myself.
That one seemed a little bit more high end.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it at some sort of resort or something, Todd?
No,
or can you just publicly walk up there and go in?
I think you probably walk up there, the one in Steamboat. Yeah,
because I think I saw like Andrew Zimmern or somebody on Travel Channel was there one time and they were talking about it. But yeah, the other ones you hear, bathtubs of the homeless.
I love that term, bathtubs of the homeless.
I want to say it was Ben Roy who told us that.
That sounds funny.
Ben or Josh, one of the two.
Are your comments now?
Oh.
On your...
Yeah, there's a...
Okay.
Jason
Regan, people haven't seen this photo.
Just go to my personal page, just Jason Regan.
Yeah, Jason Regan. Okay.
And scroll down a bit and you'll see it. It's a big filthy pool.
Yeah.
And
I love that the actual island is pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to hurt us. Nobody's going to want to swim in the poo water.
You mean Kaka Key.
Yeah.
Somebody said,
Kaka Key.
The clothing optional aspect of Strawberry Hot Springs starts after dark. You were right, Bush.
Okay, that's why I.
Is there like a bell that goes off or something?
Or just as soon as breaks the horizon? Sure. And, okay.
Yeah, because even dark, you're gonna with the stars, you're gonna see people naked. That's,
yeah, I think, and there's
naked,
lights.
You want to see? Yeah,
I think there's lights and stuff around the hot springs. So I mean, it's
is it all
like,
age? You don't want to be up there.
No, kids are not allowed after dark.
Good, good.
Yeah,
by kids, what do you mean? Like
probably 18 and under.
Can you be 8? You got to be 18.
Probably 18 and under, I would guess. You have to be legally an adult.
It looks
are
nice.
They carding you?
Maybe.
Do you think like 60 or 70 year old girls are down there with the 60 or 70 year old boys? Just make this not creepy.
I would think that would, if it was clothing optional, I think that was something they would probably want to keep a close watch on because
right,
you don't want underage people
show your
running
ID
around
before
naked.
I see your wiener, right?
Yeah.
Like I said,
always.
But it looks,
always.
The pictures look very nice. It looks well maintained.
No, it looks cool. Yeah.
There's furniture all over there. And they limit it to 20 people, and you got to make a reservation.
Oh, 20 people? Got it.
I'm not sitting on that chair.
Can you show up by yourself? And say you're at a son's baseball tournament like I was, and I just showed up. Hey,
I can't imagine
here.
That you couldn't.
Yeah.
Got to shave. Sorry about the hair. You know?
And Jason, we found
sorry
out
about the hair.
We found out from our buddy LD, who goes to these nude places, that it's common courtesy you have to take a towel. Anything you sit on, you're supposed to put your towel on. Like that's just a known.
Got the butthole stains, right?
Yep.
Anything you sit on, you put your towel down and then you sit down.
I like that.
Somebody just reshared LD on our official page. Old Man Ass Quarterly. Remember that?
Oh man,
it was just on there again yesterday. And I check it out. The unofficial page has another picture of LD's ass, and I said that's what I love about LD. He doesn't give a flying f, and he doesn't.
No.
Follow LD by the way at LenDog on Twitter. He's on it, man. I mean, he's on it. He rips everybody, and he's good at it. But, Old Man Ass Quarterly is back up with the unofficial page on Facebook. You want to see LD's ass.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about the TV getting thrown out of the window
in
Vegas.
Yeah, it was in Vegas.
Right?
Yeah.
I was thinking there's an old Eric Myers bit where he talks about he's checking in at Circus.
Okay.
And they said it's a $60 deposit. He goes, $60? You mean it only costs $60 to trash this room? Hell, I'll throw the effing TV out of the window.
That does sound like him, man.
That's the cheapest thing to do in Vegas.
He passed. How long ago did he pass?
He did.
He was hit by a car, remember?
Stepped in front of a van or something.
Right. Yeah. The circus.
He fell off the wagon, right?
He still exists.
Yeah. It did when that joke was happening.
I think they imploded it.
I think they did because that was that was a dump in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was funny. I saw somebody.
I loved him. He was so funny, man.
There's an effing clown above my bed. I'm going to have nightmares. I need that $60 for therapy.
There was a photo floating around on Twitter just the other day of Vegas in like the mid 80s, just the strip. And it's just stunning the difference. Even from then to now.
Circus looks like you can book a room from $25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tonight.
There's an aerial photo I saw yesterday on Twitter, probably an ancient photo site or something like that. Not ancient, but it was an aerial photo of Vegas in 1947. It had been a town for maybe a couple years.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how small it was. Just a patch right there. But the 80s thing is crazy, right?
Do yourself a favor and follow on Twitter the Sphere.
I'll tell you what.
In Vegas.
That thing is scary looking.
It's amazing. I am fascinated by that thing.
I can't wait to see it in person, at least the outside of it.
This is supposed to be like the best acoustics of any arena.
Yeah, well, they spent $2.3 billion on the thing.
The Statue of Liberty can fit inside it.
Forgot the acoustics.
The Statue of Liberty can fit inside it.
Really?
When I read that, I thought, whoa.
And they've got, there's photos of it like lit up like a giant eyeball.
Yep. Yeah.
Just staring at, or like lit up like the moon. I mean, the photos of this thing are amazing.
When does
it become
functional?
Steal your face logo
who's the first act to play?
You too, this fall.
Okay.
And my buddy, real good friend of mine in Pennsylvania, him and his wife are heading out there. He got tickets and he's got reservations to go see U2 there.
Tell him
in
to
November.
Take pictures.
He's going to November.
Yeah.
Does he know they're just going to play U2 songs?
Yeah, he likes U2. Okay. He likes U2. Yeah.
Does he know he can get a room at Circus for $25?
Well, that's the kind of guy he is. I know what he paid for these U2 thing. They were
no,
done.
That's
but,
not
he's,
cheap.
But he's also cheap ass there. He probably will stay at Circus.
And the first show,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's the first one. But he's the first. Residency.
Yeah, they're the first residency.
They're there
like
about
September
a month, right?
Through November. Yeah, okay. It's a couple months.
Seen them in November.
They're like 15, 20 shows.
But I think driving down the strip and seeing that is freaky looking.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Totally.
It's like it being invaded, right?
It looks amazing.
You're crazy flying in on that, too.
Yeah.
Got to get back to Vegas. I've been in a while.
dudes talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro. Hey, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.